The Rebbe says that with this we can understand why in the Torah commandment it says judges and advisors. And in the prophecy it says your judges and your advisors. Why does it say it that they're yours? Because an advisor, when he's giving you advice, that's what it feels like. It feels like it's yours. It feels like it's your thing. It's not, if you're just listening to his advice, it's his thing. So then you feel like that's his thing. That's not about me. That's about him. Which is like with a judge. A judge, it's about, the judge hands down the ruling. It's about him and what he says. It's not about me. The advisor is giving me advice. That makes it about me. So the Rebbe says, if that's the case, so we say, okay, that explains why it says your advisors. Why does it say your judges? Because that's the job of your advisors, to make that even the ruling that comes down from the judge should also feel like it's yours. You should process and internalize through the help of the advisor, the ruling and the judgment of the judge should also become yours. Rebbe says that this, we could actually say that that's also alluded to in the parasha, even though the parasha doesn't say yours, but the parasha says that the judges and the enforcers you should place in all your gates. That the Torah is telling you is that the ultimate point of the judges is that it should become yours. Right now it's just sheftim, not sheftechaya. The point is that it should be titen l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. It should become, you should place it to you in your gates, that it should become something that you internalize. And the Rebbe connects this with the commentary of the Shach al HaTorah that says that you should appoint judges in all your gates. The Shach al HaTorah explains that gates refers to the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth. That you should use that your mind and the Torah that you learn with your mind should be the judge and the enforcer should be the judges that impose restraint and on those aspects with which you interact with the world outside you, with which you take in stimuli and data from the and give out in relating to the outside world. Those are your gates, and that for that you need to appoint your own internal judges, which means that through your study of Torah and following the instructions of the Torah, you should take control of your gates. So the Rebbe says this relates to the same idea that I was saying, that that you make it your gates, meaning that you should internalize it. That you should internalize it, because in that way it becomes your thing, and that is what enables you to actually exercise that level of control over the various orifices through which you interact with the world around. So the Rebbe says, so now we understand why after Mashiach comes you're not going to need any enforcers, because you're going to have the shleimus of your judges and your advisors, meaning that you're both going to have the judgments and instructions based on the Torah that come from your judges, together with the, which, as the Rebbe explained, comes with a higher level of empowerment, because it's imposed from a higher level, it comes from above. Plus, you also have the advisors that will help internalize those instructions and those directions. So you're not going to need enforcers, because if you just had judges, so you lack the internal relating to the judgments that they're handing down. You're missing, and therefore, It's possible, even though it technically won't happen because you don't have, won't have an evil inclination, but it still means impossible based on your own internal compass, so to speak. You would not necessarily follow those directives, even though in practice you will. It's only when you have the Yetzayach that internally your inner faculties are completely in line with the instructions handed down by the judges.